Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our high nearing 82. More showers likely overnight tonight with a low around 61. A slight chance for some rain early on Friday, then partly sunny with a high nearing 80, and mostly cloudy with a low around 60 Friday night. Staying partly sunny throughout Saturday with a high of 86 and 67 Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 54 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Two more tornadoes have been confirmed from Wednesday's early morning severe storms in the Kansas City area. The National Weather Service in Kansas City confirmed Wednesday night an EF0 struck southeast of Hillsdale in Miami County in Kansas just before 1:30 a.m. The twister produced winds of 85 miles per hour and traveled nearly 10 miles into southeast Lewisburg. A second tornado was reported a few minutes later south of Wagstaff, Kansas, and traveled just over 9.5 miles into Drexel. This tornado was categorized as an EF0 and produced winds of 80 miles per hour. An EF1 tornado hit Johnson County, Kansas, and traveled into Jackson County, and an EF2 tornado caused damage near Buckner, Missouri. Manhattan residents who live near the Sunset Zoo may have heard some loud booms on Wednesday. RCPD's tactical team practiced entry techniques on a house owned by USD 383, which is set to be demolished to expand parking at Manhattan High School. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The man accused of sexually assaulting a 3-year-old at a Southwest Topeka in-home daycare has been sentenced to life in prison. On Wednesday, Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kage said Kyle C. Scott, 35, of Topeka, was sentenced to life in prison for the sexual assault of a 3-year-old. The Topeka Police Department said officers opened an investigation and arrested Scott on August 22, 2019. He was convicted after a jury trial in March of 2022. The Harvey County United Way announced on Facebook that it would be making changes due to rising gas prices. The nonprofit organization said that starting June 13th, its offices would be closed on Thursdays and Fridays to allow staff to work remotely. Dalton Black, Harvey County United Way Executive Director, said going remote is to help save a little cash and time. During that time, those in need of assistance can always call 316-283-7101. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Scotts Bluff Police Department officials responded to a domestic disturbance on Avenue F yesterday. Officers approached 59-year-old Edward Blanco Sr. outside of the home with his fiance. Officers said that both individuals were arguing when they arrived. Blanco told police that nothing physical happened, but when officers spoke with his fiance, she had a laceration on her hand. Court documents do state that Blanco's fiance said that he slammed a window down on her hands while they were arguing with each other. When police went into the home to investigate the incident, they saw a glass smoking device with white residue on the couch. The residue tested positive for methamphetamine. Blanco was charged with third-degree domestic assault and possession of a controlled substance. A Chandran man is in custody on $50,000 bail for allegedly stabbing another man the evening of June 2nd. 37-year-old Joseph Little Moon Jr. is charged with felony second-degree assault and misdemeanor. The name of the male victim has not yet been released. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. National Weather Service confirmed a weak tornado in Marshall County Tuesday evening, just after 11 p.m., resulting in isolated minor structural and some tree damage. Rated EF1, a 75-yard path, tracked nearly 3 miles, and apparently began 4 miles southwest of Marysville, with top wind speeds clocked at 93 miles per hour. That same storm swept into northwest Washington County, with some damage noted to trees and outbuildings west of Morroville, then continuing track southeast into Marshall County. Maintenance crews in Blue Rapids and Frankfort will continue curbside pickup Friday. Washington City staff will pick up limb and tree debris on Monday. Please place debris parallel to the curb in order to facilitate pickup. Do not place tree debris or limbs over or on top of your water meter. Citizens may also haul tree debris to the city limb disposal site at no charge. A new law passed in 2014 by the Kansas legislature prohibits party members from switching parties during a period beginning on the 10th of June at noon through the date when the results of the August primary certify. Registered voters who are affiliated with a party may not file paperwork to change their party affiliations from June 10th to September 1st. Any person who files paperwork to change parties during this prohibited period will be asked to refile the document September 1st or after. A registered voter who is unaffiliated may affiliate with a party throughout this period and when voting at the primary of requesting an advance ballot. For additional details, contact your county clerk's office. Issues with a broken pipe beneath the Marysville City swimming pool have further delayed opening, as workers have been on the project now for a couple of weeks. The city early this week advised that refunds of season passes were being issued. It's not known when the problem will be fixed, and a timeline for opening the pool in Marysville remains uncertain. Marysville City Cemetery crews will be picking up flowers Monday, June 13th. If you'd like to pick any up, please do so before Monday, 9 a.m. Quarterly meeting of the Washington County Historical Society is Thursday evening at the KSDS East Building in Washington. Phil Dixon will talk about baseball and the Kansas City Monarchs, who barnstormed around the region in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, taking on town teams including Greenleaf, Lynn, and Blue Rapids. The program begins at 7 p.m. this evening. It is open to the public. Citywide garage sales are planned this weekend in Waterville, June 10th through the 12th. Maps are available at sale locations, convenience stores, and other local businesses. The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday nights this weekend. Larry Lofgren has details.
Okay, well, starting with Friday night, of course, we have our barbecue meal, free barbecue for anybody that comes in the gate there until supplies last. After that, on the entertainment, we've got the War Pony Productions has a ceremonial, I would say, show starting at around 7:15. Then from there on, we're going to go straight into the rodeo, and at 7:30. This year, we're proud to announce that we're having a triple sanction this year. We're going to have the CPRA, the KPRA, and Mid-States. So that should bring in quite a few contestants, a little bit bigger show for us. We are having a beer garden again this year. We are proud to announce again that it's going to be the whole arena, the fenced-in arena, of course, and not just one side. And then later on after the rodeo, starting around 9 o'clock, We will have on Friday night the Southern Satellites Band from 9 to midnight, and that's going to be pretty good entertainment. The Beer Garden will stay open until midnight. And then coming into Saturday, we will have the same production as we had the night before, and we will go through. And on Saturday night, the entertainment will be Tim Strathman and Wild Horses. So that should be a pretty good show as well.
In addition to the Washington County Rodeo, Sam Wymore Days are this weekend. Tony Shepherdson talks about details.
All right, Sam Wymore Days, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. Some of the events, Friday, June 10th, the flea market from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have the free block party downtown Wymore, which will have Poppin' Penelope magic show, carnival games, bounce houses, a slide, water slide. We're going to have a couple food trucks. We're going to have a shine and show car show from 7 to 9 p.m. downtown. And then cruise night at 9 p.m., Little Tugger's pedal tractor pull. And then for adult entertainment later in the evening, Kent Seavey will be at the doghouse, and they'll have a beer garden. Saturday is a full day of events. Again, the flea market starts up at 7 a.m. Pancake feed. We have the 1 mile, 5K, and 1 mile walk. And then we have the big thing is the parade. Check-in from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ, and the parade begins at 10:30. We have fireman's dinner at the fire department and a band's chicken barbecue at McCandless Park, garden tractor pull with the Huff and Puff sled. We have a polka dot entertainment fire show at McCandless Park. And we're going to have 9 p.m. up at Arbor State Park. We're going to have a movie under the stars, and it'll be The Goonies, and that pretty much wraps it up.
Caleb Bloomer, age 29, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Caleb Bloomer. Eleanor M. Ruggie, age 86, of Greenleaf, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral in the Washington in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Rogie. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and grapes. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms later this afternoon and overnight. With our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. More showers likely overnight tonight, and some may be severe throughout Nebraska and Kansas. With our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Showers will continue early on Friday, then some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. And conditions will stay sunny and warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-June 84, record high on this date 104. The average low 63 and the record low 43. Sunset this evening 8:52 with sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Sunshine 55 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 9th of June. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue.
Mm.
But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Advantage Celtics. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. NBA Finals Game 3, the Celtics have been a better road team these playoffs, but that didn't stop them from beating Golden State 116-100 on the parquet court last night.
Tatum, double team, he gets it away to Horford. Horford attacks, lob to Rob Williams, two-hand slam.
That was nice. Power to tower, man.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum followed up dismal Game 2 performances by combining for 53 of the Celts' 116 points. Rob Williams had 10 boards and 4 blocks. The green-haired Marcus Smart, who scored 24 in the win post-game.
Game 2, they brought the heat to us. And for us, that was left a bad taste in our mouth just because of what we hang our hat on is effort on the defensive end and being a physical team. So it definitely woke us up a little bit.
With the win, the Celtics take a 2-1 edge in the series. Game 4 tomorrow night in Boston, 9 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Baseball.
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
The Angels turn to Nickelback. Yeah, they're still around to try to will their way out of their horrendous skid. Each L.A. batter approached the box to a different song from the Canadian band. It did not help. One run was all the Red Sox needed.
One run line drive down the right field line. That's going to get in there for extra bases. Verdugo rounds second. He heads to third. Carlos Fables gives him the windmill. He rounds third. Relay is not in time. But first slide RBI double for Bobby D. And the Red Sox lead 1-0.
The call on WEEI, that makes it 14 straight losses for the Angels, a franchise record. NFL, the Rams signed Super Bowl MVP wide receiver Cooper Kupp to a 3-year, $80 million extension. He led the league with 145 receptions. Nice work if you can get it. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, USDA reporting this year's corn crop nearly fully planted. How many acres actually represent is questionable still. Widespread planting delays up north, along with flooding in parts of the eastern corn belt, could impact some planted acres. In the latest crop progress and condition report, as of Sunday, 94% of the corn in the U.S. is planted, compared with the five-year average of 92, 78% emerged. 73% of the crop was in good to excellent condition, up a point from the first rating a year ago. Now, 78% of soybeans planted, compared with the normal rate of 79, 56% emerged. 79% of the winter wheat is headed. That's a little bit below the typical this time of the year. Harvest 5% complete, primarily in Texas and in Oklahoma, just about a point behind the average. 30% of the nation's wheat still good to excellent. That's up a point from a week ago, probably to some of the precipitation that has fallen. By the way, 82% of the spring wheat has been planted. The five-year average at this time of the year is 97%. 84% of cotton done, compared to 76 on average. And pastures and rangelands, good legs and condition at 28%. That's up 4 points from a week ago, obviously, due to the precipitation that fell over many areas. New major meta-analysis found the BT corn does not damage non-target organisms. The results were published in the USDA Ag Research Service, found genetically modified BT corn has little impact on non-target insects and other organisms, especially compared to growing conventional corn. BT corn is corn that's been genetically modified so it produces proteins to control corn borer, corn rootworm, and other major pests of corn. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday today for a pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up in just a bit. Yesterday on Wednesday, we saw things mostly higher across the board for the grains and the livestock, mixed bit higher for most of them. Kind of slowed down throughout the middle of trading, but still definitely positive in most of, especially the grain markets overall. As corn for July finished up yesterday, 7.5 cents up at 764.5. September corn was also up 2 cents on the day, sitting at 727.75. And the wheat market, July KC wheat finished 5.75 cents in the green on the day to 1155 even, with September up by 6 cents to 1162.25. Over in the bean market, July soybeans finished up not too bad yesterday, up by 11.75 to 1740 even a bushel. August was also up 9 cents to 1662.75. So 2 days in a row there, we've seen some decent gains. Meal market was slightly down yesterday, with July down by $1.80, sitting at 415.60. Bean oil for July was in the green by $1.50 at 82.94 overall. Cotton market, after kind of a mixed day in trading on Tuesday, saw mostly higher numbers yesterday. July cotton was up 367 to 140.62. October was up $2.21 at 130.23. Oats market, a little bit lower on the day. July oats were down at 6.5 cents to 661.5. September was also down by 8 cents to 624.75. And the meat market, mostly higher numbers there yesterday after kind of a mixed start to the day. June live cattle finished up $3.10 in the green, sitting at 136.82. August up by 340 at 137.52. In the feeder cattle, August was up $3.20 to 175.65, and September was up $2.50 to 177.25. Lean hogs, on the other hand, a little bit lower on the day after kind of a mixed trading for most of it, with June down 57 cents at 107.85. July was also down $1.32 at 107.95.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Short run of cattle today, summer season. 5 black bull calves are 5 to 10 days old. 3 black heifer calves, 5 to 10 days old. 2 black and red baby calves off cow. 8 black and red steers weigh 575 to 6 and a quarter. 15 black steers, 8 to 850, and 15 steers and heifers weigh 500 to 725 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Keep an eye on the moon when planning your next summer picnic. We will tell you why today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 9th, the 160th day of the year. Actresses Natalie Portman and Mae Whitman are sharing a birthday, and Donald Duck turns 88 years old. His film debut was on this day in 1934. Ring around the moon, rain coming soon, goes the old weather proverb. Just how much truth is in it? It turns out to be surprisingly an accurate prediction. Lunar halos are caused by ice crystals in the upper atmosphere. Winds at that altitude almost always blow from west to east. And because weather systems move in the same direction, you can count on moisture being in your near future. It's another case of science confirming the truth of some time-tested weather lore. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac radio report. Find more weather lore plus your local forecast at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, sunshine and 55. Highs around 80 today. Could be another round of thunderstorms. Rain possible mainly late tonight.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, MJ Melendez and Emmanuel Rivera drove in two runs apiece, leading Brady Singer and the Kansas City Royals over the Toronto Blue Jays 8-4 to end a three-game losing streak. Toronto briefly tied the game 3-all before Trevor Richards allowed three more runs in the fourth and fifth innings to take the loss for the Blue Jays. The 88th NBC World Series, powered by Evergy, returns July 28th through August 6th as 16 teams compete in the largest summer collegiate national championship in the country. The first 4 days of the tournament will be held at Hobart Dedder Field in Hutchinson, with games at noon, 3, 6, and 8:30 p.m. each day. The final week of the tournament is at X Stadium in Wichita. Complete NBC World Series passes start at only $80 for a ticket to every game in the tournament. Single-day tickets start at only $9, and that will include up to 4 games per day. I'm Trace Tong, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Head down to the 37th annual 8-Man All-Star Game, Saturday, June 11th at Trojan Field in Beloit, Kansas. You can see the finest 8-Man players in the state, including Xavier Brandt and Caden Dollinghouse of Frankfort and Philip Devley from Hanover. They'll buckle their chin straps in a battle between West and East in the 8-Man Division II All-Star Game at 1:30 p.m. If you can't make it to the game, listen to KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1 on Saturday at 1 p.m. or via the World Wide Web at 8manallstars.com. Also on the web, catch Nate Tice of Washington County in the 8-Man Division I game with coverage beginning at 9:30 a.m.
KNDY.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. What a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Driving me wild. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
What a beautiful mess I'm making.
Felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno.